we just want a hollow barrier tree to live in and connect in. The state government's policy to offset vegetation clearing for urban development is facilitating this loss, and this loss of wildlife and their habitat and their hollow barrier tree is a real loss to the community of the community which. Hollow barrier is a form of trees that are well over 100 years old. The older the tree, the more hollows it forms. These hollows are essential nesting habitat for many animals. For example, birds that live in the kookaburra and king parrot. People must realise that the state government's offset policy will result in the urban extinction of birds like kookaburras because they won't be able to breed. Hollow barrier trees are hundreds of years old. It's impossible to grow a 300-year tree overnight, as I'm sure you appreciate. The government's offset policy is sacrificing listed heritage that increases wildlife. We take kookaburras and other wildlife for granted now, but without hollow barrier trees, we won't have them in our birds in the future. This issue has been highlighted in a recent planning the environment court case over a proposed development at the former Senate Amber Barracks. Environmental values on the site were represented by the City Council and also three community groups. However, there were no laws or policies which could act to protect the hundreds of hollow barrier trees which would have to be destroyed in order to make way for the proposed large-scale industrial development. Our group has not proposed for some development on the site, but we are opposed to the scale and type of development. We recently received a judgment for this case, and the judge dismissed the development of